This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the imbalance between spending on conflict and spending on peace must be tackled head on. Guterres urged the United Nations to rally all international actors for efforts across the peace, ranging from prevention, conflict resolution and peacekeeping to peace building and sustainable long-term development. He told an informal gathering of the Assembly on Monday, where he presented his report on peace building and sustaining peace, that states can all do more to strengthen the foundations of stability, well-being and cohesion. He explained how inclusive and sustainable development makes a critical contribution to conflict prevention. The Chief Medical Officer and Acting Minister of Health, Francis Keta, says there is a need for mobilization and community engagement to implement the mental health law. According to Dr. Keta, since the passage of the Mental Health Act, the Minister of Health has been carrying out community awareness and series of discussions through the media to educate citizens about the significance of the mental health law. Speaking to UNMIL Radio, Dr. Francis Keta gave a couple of reasons why the Mental Health Act is important.
The act is very important because it highlights the right of everyone to live mentally healthy. It acknowledges the protection of the rights of persons with mental disorders. It highlights also the right of mentally ill patients to get health care like any other patient. It establishes and enforces the responsibilities and obligations of the government. Basically, like any other law, it will be implemented through dissemination and provide the basic services so that people can understand what this act is all about and what it's not, and educating the people on why it is important that mental status is taken into consideration for one, a holistic health care.
The Chief Medical Officer and Acting Minister of Health, Dr. Francis Carter, highlighted some key issues addressed in the Mental Health Act, which was passed into law on July 11, 2017, and signed into handbill by former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. The government of India has pledged to construct a convention center to be named in honor of their former leader, Mahatma Gandhi. The Indian government made a pledge through its Minister of State for External Affairs, M.J. Akbar, who headed a six-man delegation during a courtesy call at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday. Mr. Akbar also said India will provide 100 scholarships through its Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, ITEC, program. He said officers of the Armed Forces of Liberia, AFL, are to form part of the scholarships program. Speaking earlier, Foreign Minister Gbezonga Finlay told the delegation that their visit manifests the strong commitment of India's cordial bond subsisting between both nations. He informed the delegation that the government is pleased with their proposal and looks forward to further deepening the already excellent ties between both nations. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Medics in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta area of Syria say they have been treating people with breathing problems after a suspected chlorine attack. The reports follow government airstrikes and shelling just hours after the last UN aid convoy left the enclave following a supposed five-hour truce. Syria denied allegations it had carried out the attack, dismissing them as an act of desperation by Western powers. Russia, meanwhile, has offered rebels safe passage out of the area. According to the Syrian Civil Defense, whose volunteer rescue workers are widely known as the White Helmets, the latest suspected chemical attack targeted the town of Hamoria and led to the evacuation of dozens of civilians. And a Russian transport plane has crashed in Syria, killing all 26 passengers and 6 crew members believed to have been on board, the defense ministry says. The AN plane crashed during landing at Hemami Air Base near the Syrian coastal city of Latakia, the ministry is quoted as saying by Russian media. Russia says the plane was not fired upon, and preliminary data suggests a technical malfunction could have caused the crash. An investigation is now underway. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed at about 1500 Moscow time, 12 hours GMT. A special commission is to be set up to investigate the crash. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.